Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So this week has been happy and sad for many people, for many, many reasons. So yesterday, as Jeff and I were sitting at the Heidelberg Capital game, one him in his Capital hoodie and me in my Heidelberg hoodie, I was quite happy because they won Heidelberg 63-13 or something like that. But even more important, or even more glad-filled, was Mount Union and John Carroll were playing. Now, these are all OAC schools, and Mount Union has won every OAC championship since 1994. They lost to John Carroll yesterday. The cheer that went up from the crowd of both teams, because Mount Union lost and John Carroll won the OAC since 1994. Okay, so for most people, that doesn't mean a lot. But there's other games. Like, I heard that the 2, 3, and 4 teams lost this week, which could hurt Ohio State. Maybe. So, you know, good and bad things happened all week. But here in this place, God calls us. We have the words from Isaiah here in this place. You see, Isaiah was writing to a group of people that envisioned all kinds of a new place. The text, this Jerusalem, is not simply a place of a Jewish power, but it's a place where all the nations can have access to the goodness and the guidance of God. This poem that we heard this morning from the third part of Isaiah really lays out the future in which God is fully and completely established. That's what our hope is. Total envisioning of new things. Radical love and hospitality. You see, the context of all of this text from Isaiah is written to a people in exile and people that have begun to turn their backs on God, and that have followed their own way and forgotten all of what God has taught. And this text helps us to say, if we start anew, the way things are in the present will end, and God's new reality, God's radical love, will break in, and it will turn the world upside down. And we will all belong to God. Doesn't matter what the color of our skin is. Doesn't matter what our sexual orientation is. Doesn't matter who we voted for or what we say or what we do. In God's new world, this radical love of God will shine through all of us. Those images, those visions of the prophet, houses for all to live in, vineyards to plant, fruit to eat, wolves and lambs and infants and old people and serpents and humans, everyone will live together peaceably. The prophet tells us that this very stuff of life that we know will be changed, and radical love for all will live on. Our baptismal font, names, we're named and claimed by God at that time. God gives us a name, child of God. All of us, no matter who we are, what we look like, what we do, what we say, we are all children of God. Doesn't matter what, we are children of God. We are named and claimed by God. And we know this because of the text in the Bible. Because of the love, the radical love that fills us. So as I was thinking about this week and whatever, this song, this is from the old red hymnal from 1973, which some of us liked and some of us hated, but this song kept coming into my head. When I needed a neighbor, were you there, were you there? When I needed a neighbor, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? I was hungry and thirsty. Were you there? Were you there? I was hungry and thirsty. Were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? I was cold. I was naked. Were you there? Were you there? I was cold. I was naked. Were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a shelter, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there? Were you there? When I needed a healer, were you there? And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. Were you there? Wherever you travel, I'll be there. I'll be there. Wherever you travel, I'll be there. And the creed and the color and the name won't matter. I'll be there. You see, that's radical love. That's radical hospitality. That's God calling us by name. And us living into this wonderful world, this new heaven, this new earth. In this third Isaiah, the realistic picture of restored life in Jerusalem, it was after 538. The people are still in exile, but some of them are beginning to return to their homeland. And this word of hope and radical hospitality is what is being shared. We, too, need this word. Because this text speaks of a Jerusalem transformed. Transformed from a city of wickedness and injustice and false worship and ruined heaps to a glorious new place. To a peaceable kingdom. To a place where grace lives on and love surrounds all. And negative and meanness doesn't happen. God's creation is a world filled with love, with radical grace and hospitality. God has the ability to create in us a new heaven and a new earth. Imagine that world. Imagine what it does for us in this world of justice. Most of us keep kind of slogging through. We have difficult days. We fear at times. And sometimes we think it's always going to be like it was. But God says, nope. Did you hear the text? God says, no, there's a new heaven. There's a new earth. And I will be there and call you by name. And it will include everyone and be God's peaceable kingdom. Tim Hughes writes it this way, God of justice. Amen.